Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important external factors that every business has to deal with, the economic climate. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, I promise you this topic will come up in your exam. And the brilliant news is that once you really understand it, you'll be able to apply it to almost any business scenario they throw at you. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to explain how changes in consumer income and unemployment affect businesses, link those changes to real business decisions, and, crucially, write the kind of answers that earn you the top marks. Let's start with the big picture. The economic climate refers to the overall state of the economy at any given time. Think of it like the weather for businesses. When the economy is doing well, when it's sunny, businesses tend to thrive. When the economy is struggling, when there's a storm, businesses face real challenges. And just like the weather, businesses can't control the economic climate. It's an external factor, which means it comes from outside the business. That's a really important point for your exam. Examiners love it when candidates recognize that businesses must respond and adapt to economic changes rather than cause them. Now, there are two key aspects of the economic climate that your specification focuses on: consumer income and unemployment. Let's take each one in turn. First, consumer income. Consumer income is the money that households have available to spend. When the economy is growing and people are in well-paid jobs, consumer income tends to rise. When the economy shrinks, during a recession, for example, incomes often fall. So why does this matter for businesses? It's all about demand. When consumer income rises, people have more disposable income. That's the money left over after they've paid taxes and essential bills. With more disposable income, consumers tend to spend more. They might upgrade their phone, eat out more often, book a holiday, or buy new clothes. This increased spending means higher demand for goods and services, which is brilliant news for businesses. They can sell more, earn higher revenues, and potentially increase their profits. A business might respond by expanding, hiring more staff, opening new branches, or launching new products. But here's where it gets interesting for your exam. Not all goods and services benefit equally from rising incomes. Some products called normal goods see demand rise when incomes go up. Think of restaurant meals, new cars, or designer clothing. But there's another category called inferior goods where demand actually falls when incomes rise. A good example might be own brand supermarket products or budget travel. When people earn more, they switch to premium alternatives. So a business selling budget products might actually suffer when incomes rise. That's a really sophisticated point that will impress examiners. Now let's flip it. What happens when consumer income falls? Perhaps there's been a recession or inflation has risen faster than wages, meaning people's real income, their purchasing power, has gone down. Consumers become more cautious, they cut back on non-essential spending, demand for luxury goods and services drops, businesses see their revenues fall. To survive, they might need to cut costs, perhaps reducing staff hours, delaying investment, or finding cheaper suppliers. Some businesses might even close. The 2008 financial crisis is a classic real-world example here. Consumer confidence collapsed, spending fell sharply, and thousands of businesses across the UK struggled or went under. Now let's move to our second key concept, unemployment. Unemployment refers to the number of people who are actively looking for work but cannot find a job. When unemployment is high, it has a powerful knock-on effect on businesses. The most obvious impact is on demand. Unemployed people have little or no income, so they spend very little. This reduces overall consumer spending in the economy, which means lower demand for businesses. Even people who are employed might worry about losing their jobs when unemployment is high. This is called a loss of consumer confidence. And they start saving more and spending less as a precaution. So rising unemployment can create a vicious cycle. Less spending leads to lower business revenues, which leads to more redundancies, which leads to even less spending. However, and this is a really important nuance, rising unemployment isn't entirely bad news for all businesses. When unemployment is high, there's a larger pool of people looking for work. This means businesses may find it easier to recruit staff And they may be able to offer lower wages because there's more competition for each job. For a business with high labor costs, this could actually be an opportunity to reduce their wage bill. Examiners will award credit to candidates who can see both sides of this argument. On the flip side, when unemployment is low, when the economy is booming and most people who want a job have one, businesses face a different challenge. There are fewer workers available, so businesses have to compete for staff by offering higher wages and better benefits. This pushes up costs. It can also mean businesses struggle to find the skilled workers they need to grow. So to summarize, the core concepts: the economic climate, shaped by factors like consumer income and unemployment, directly affects how much consumers spend, how confident they feel, and how easy it is for businesses to find and afford staff. Businesses must monitor these changes constantly and adapt their strategies accordingly.
Right, let's talk exam technique, because this is where so many candidates lose marks they really should be getting.
Tip number one, always make a chain of reasoning. Don't just say rising unemployment is bad for businesses. That's a statement, not an explanation. Instead, build a chain. Rising unemployment means more people are out of work, which reduces their disposable income, which leads to lower consumer spending, which reduces demand for the business's products, which could result in lower revenues and profits. See how each step connects to the next? That's what examiners call developed explanation, and it's what separates a level 2 answer from a level 3 answer.
Tip number 2,
apply your answer to the specific business in the question. If the question is about a luxury car dealership, the impact of rising unemployment will be very different from the impact on a budget supermarket. Always link your answer to the context given. Examiners use the word apply in their mark schemes. They want to see you using the business scenario, not just writing general theory.
Tip number 3,
remember that economic factors are external. Businesses cannot control the economic climate. They can only respond to it. If a question asks how a business might respond to a recession, think about strategies like cutting costs, reducing prices to maintain sales volume, or diversifying into new markets.
Tip number 4, and this is a really common mistake,
don't confuse income and profit. Consumer income refers to what households earn. Business profit is what a business makes after costs. They're related, but different. Use the right terminology.
Tip number 5,
in evaluation questions, those worth 9 or 12 marks, you must reach a judgment. Don't just list impacts, weigh them up. Which impact is most significant? Why? Under what conditions? That analytical conclusion is what earns the top level marks.
Okay, let's test yourself with a quick fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear the answer.
Question 1. What is disposable income? Pause now.
Answer.
Disposable income is the money left over after taxes and essential bills have been paid. It's what consumers have available to spend.
Question 2.
Give one way a business might respond to falling consumer income. Pause now.
Answer.
Accept any of: cut costs, reduce prices, offer promotions, reduce staff hours, or delay investment.
Question 3.
State one negative effect of rising unemployment on a business.
Pause now.
Answer. Reduce consumer spending, leading to lower demand and lower revenues.
Question 4.
State one potential benefit of rising unemployment for a business.
Pause now.
Answer. A larger pool of job applicants, potentially allowing the business to recruit more easily or at lower wage costs.
Brilliant work getting through this episode. Let's do a quick recap of the key points to lock them in. The economic climate is an external factor that businesses cannot control but must respond to.
Consumer income affects how much people spend. Rising income boosts demand, falling income reduces it. Unemployment affects both consumer spending and the labor market. High unemployment reduces demand but may lower recruitment costs. Businesses must adapt their strategies in response to economic changes, whether that means expanding during a boom or cutting costs during a downturn.
For your exam, always chain your reasoning, apply your answer to the specific business context, use precise terminology, and in extended questions, always reach a clear, supported judgment.
You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember,
Every mark you earn is a mark closer to the grade you deserve. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.